SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Ukraine restores power to two nuclear power plants. Malaysia swears in its new prime minister following days of a hung parliament. And in sport, Cristiano Ronaldo scores in a record-making fifth World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Raw. Power's been restored to two of Ukraine's four nuclear power plants as the nation struggles to maintain energy sources in the face of Russian missile strikes. With temperatures close to freezing, authorities say electricity has been restored to three quarters of the capital Kyiv and water is working again in some areas. But much of the country remains consigned to frigid darkness due to Russian attacks on energy infrastructure. Malaysia has sworn in Anwar Ibrahim as the country's new prime minister after a 25-year struggle for the veteran opposition leader. The new leader was appointed by King Sultan Abdullah after elections over the weekend resulted in an unprecedented hung parliament. The victory is a long time in the making for Mr. Anwar, who lost the chance to seize leadership more than two decades ago when he was jailed on what was believed to be politicised corruption. Director of Bauer Group Asia, Adib Salkapli, says this is an historic moment for the opposition.
The appointment of Anwar Ibrahim as the 10th Prime Minister, I think this is a closure to the longest running political crisis in Malaysia that started 24 years ago when he was sacked from the government by then Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. For the first time, a very senior UMNO leader mounted a credible campaign against the ruling coalition.
Retailers are expecting a big increase in spending at the Black Friday sales this year, despite the rising cost of living. It follows a trend in exponential spending over recent years, with a prediction $6.2 billion will be spent in the sales. Fleur Brown from the Australian Retailers Association says consumers are planning in advance to avoid expected rising costs.
Well, a little surprisingly, we're not seeing a connection between the increased cost of living concerns and retail spending at the moment. We believe there's a lag effect for the impacts of inflation. We'll start to see that bite next year. For now, things are looking pretty healthy. There's also quite a few Australians wanting to get in ahead of price increases, and that's driving some earlier spending this year for Christmas sales, including this Black Friday, Cyber Monday period.
First Nations people are confronting a rise in racism, according to a survey that measures the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Experiences of racism have increased compared to previous findings from the 2020 and 2018 Australian Reconciliation Barometer. Reconciliation Australia's Karen Mundine says this increase is concerning and could be due to a number of factors, including a lack of education surrounding racism and a failure to monitor online acts. She says allyship is key to addressing the issue.
What it really is telling us is this is where we need to focus our efforts. This is where those interpersonal relationships need to be strengthened. We need greater understanding about what racism is. And also, this is where, from a reconciliation perspective, we need our allies to step up and step in.
A more positive survey outcome is that 89% of the Australian population believe the relationship between First Nations and non-Indigenous Australians is important. There was also strong support for treaty, with 72% of non-Indigenous Australians support. Indigenous Australian rapper Baker Boy has taken home Album of the Year at the ARIA Awards, which were held in person for the first time since 2019.
Oh my God! Oh Okay. Sorry. Oh, my heart. I got a speech ready for you, Mom.
Baker Boy was emotional as he was handed the gong in honour of his critically acclaimed Gela and proceeded to give his acceptance speech in his indigenous language, Longu Mata, which is native to northeast Arnhem Land. He rapped Medigen for the Sydney crowd before hopping back on stage to sweep up prizes for Best Hip Hop Rap Release, as well as Best Solo Artist and other awards. He dedicated the award to his family back home. To the World Cup, and Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo has become the first player to score in five World Cups. His record-breaking feat came in a 3-2 victory over Ghana. In other matches, the clash between Uruguay and South Korea ended goalless, while Switzerland's Brill Embolo scored in the 48th minute to give his team a 1-0 victory over Cameroon. Cameroon was seeking its first World Cup win in 20 years and presented a formidable challenge in the first half. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.